On the line now is Social Democrats TD for Kildare North, Aidan Farrelly. It comes as a cost recovery team has been established in Naas General Hospital to rapidly address its financial overspend amid concerns the facility could exceed its budget by €41 million this year. The HSE is facing significant financial overruns, with the Chief Executive Anne O'Connor last week stating its deficit reached €580 million by the end of July. Deputy Farrelly, good morning. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Morning, thank you.
So looking at this projected overspend, it's €41 million. That's quite significant. I mean, how serious is the financial situation at Naas General Hospital? One of the questions is, how did we get to the stage where it's expected the overrun is going to be this high?
I think there's a number of different ways that we can look at this situation. I think if you speak to anybody who has experienced Naas General Hospital as a patient, they would tell you that once you get through that kind of difficult A&E process and you're admitted, if you're admitted, the standard and level of care is exceptional by the human resources in there. But they would also tell you that it's not the Ritz, and that it's not, you know, it's a need really of upgrades in many different departments. So I think the conversation that's been had about Naas General Hospital shouldn't be perceived that there's a blatant misspend or overspend in the hospital, when that simply isn't the case. What we're looking at is a national issue here and a national problem by the HSE, whereby, like you said, nearly €600 million worth of an overspend. But that's coming. So we have a Minister for Public Expenditure telling every department that they need to spend less. Yet we also have a Minister for Finance promising us tax breaks and giving tax breaks to private companies, budget after budget after budget. We can't have both. And I think Kildare is really specifically harmed by decisions like this, because our population, let's say, for the over 75s, that's set to double by 2032. So we are going to have an even bigger issue and a bigger need for an acute public hospital like Naas General Hospital over the next few years. And if you start cutting budgets, which is what this is in stealth, by the way, Naas General Hospital needs this money to operate itself. There's definitely ways that it could look at reducing that expenditure, but until a forensic analysis is done, and this might be the first step in that, what we cannot have is very basic services being cut, because what that will mean is increased trolley numbers and a worsening kind of health outcome for people who experience that. Mm. That can't be accepted. So this is a welcome step, but I would also, I think it would be remiss of me not to champion the idea that, from what I can see, having been on the Public Accounts Committee now for the last couple of years and really looked through many hospitals' accounts, is that this is endemic right across the board. And to me, certainly when you look at the agency spend in many hospitals, that stems from a poor investment by government over years, whereby the HSE couldn't recruit into core nursing positions, into core care staff. So instead, we're paying premium levels to companies, and it's really cutting off our nose to spite our face on it.
Mm, and giving some context to the agency spend, the Irish Times is reporting that agency spend is one of the main contributors to the deficit. The hospital, Naas General Hospital, spends €25.7 million on agency staff. That's up from the €11.3 million spent in December 2023. Why is Naas so reliant on agency workers? Is it, as you were saying, because they just haven't put in enough money to keep the full-time workers there?
The HSE have had an embargo on recruitment for so long that what you end up having is a legitimate career pathway for a generation of nurses and care staff that, instead of being recruited into core staff and working for the hospital and for the HSE, and ultimately a much more cost-beneficial approach for the public funding, what you have is people working for agencies instead. You get a better rate. You get to pick and choose your hours, and ultimately the person that suffers the most is the taxpayer, because there's no consistency. You want that consistency of care. That comes with being kind of working full-time in a certain unit or in a certain premises. Mm. But this culture of dependency on agency staff, I think, has come from years upon years of the government not investing in the HSE, which has led to an embargo on recruitment, but we're still paying for it a different way. We need these staff one way or the other. So we either commit to paying them in full-time permanent roles in the hospital, or we pay through the agency. I know, and I think we all know listening to this morning, the right way to do it. Unfortunately, that means the department and the government saying this is your long-term, multi-annual investment, because we're still somehow in 2026 in a position where we are only given the HSE an annual budget as opposed to a multi-annual budget. Now, how can you plan in the medium to long term if you don't know month to month what the situation is going to be? The government is great at giving its headlines, but what we need now is real political leadership, because Naas Hospital cannot become the punch bag for all of the HSE's ills and ultimately all of the Minister for Health and Department of Health's ills. This is a national problem. We're seeing it manifest in Kildare, but what we need actually is a commitment to invest more in the long-term future of Naas Hospital. That's the human resources, that's the services and the structures within that building. It's not agency.
And do you think now, with this cost recovery team being established in Naas General Hospital now, that looking at the long-term plans for this, it could be viable, or could we end up in the same position next year when we're saying there's been another potential overspend of up to €41 million?
The overspend comes because they've spent in excess of what they've been given in a budget. If you're not given enough in the budget to run, then it's inevitable that you're going to overspend. And I think the framing of how we discuss it is really, really important. Naas Hospital is not given enough core funding each year to manage its costs. So until such a time as a department can turn around to say to Naas Hospital or to St James's or to Blanchardstown, this is what we need and this is what we will give you what you need. Actually, we're going to give you maybe 20% less than what you need. Then it's inevitable that there'll be an overrun. What we need to make sure is that overrun is value for money, is spent in line with the service level agreement, and is ultimately improving the health outcomes for the patients. I've spoken to genuinely so many staff members and patients in the hospital. They are not seeing excessive waste of taxpayer money. You have a core staff who are working themselves tirelessly to try and make sure that people get the best level of care. And I really want to champion that this morning. That is the fact that I see it on the ground. We do not have excessive waste. We've looked at many other hospitals who do. This is not the case in Naas. But the government cannot come out, and the HSE certainly cannot come out, when they have a €600 million overspend and blame one or two hospitals. I'll be waiting really anxiously to see the outcome of this team's work. If it's a focus on agency staff, brilliant. But if you're going to reduce that in the morning, that can only be reduced if you commit to full-time permanent staff replacing that agency work.
And is there a timeline, or is there any idea of when we'll know about that work that the team is doing, if it will make a difference or not?
No, but that's my plan, is to seek a follow-up on this through the Public Accounts Committee, because, like I say, the hospitals within the HSC group have been a really important part of our work so far, because you have many different practices ongoing, whether it's in Talla or in Naas or in James's. Some hospitals do things in different ways. The parking is one instance of that, where we're still in a situation where people might be receiving care and family members might be receiving emergency care, and you have to run out to top up the meter. You have to put a ticket on your car in case you're clamped. Some of these practices are just legitimately wrong, ethically wrong. So we don't have consistency across the group in many ways, and it really has been a priority of the Public Accounts. Now that we've seen this report come out about Naas and a couple of others in recent weeks, it'll be a priority for me to come back and write to the HSE from the committee to seek an update on their work, and, like you say, a plan for when we'll see provisional findings about Naas and other hospitals.
All right, Deputy. Thanks for joining us on the line. That was Social Democrats TD for Kildare North, Aidan Farrelly. It comes as a cost recovery team has been established in Naas General Hospital to rapidly address its financial overspend. There are concerns the facility could exceed its budget by €41 million this year. And this follows the overall news that, you know, across the country, nationally, the HSE is facing significant financial overruns. The Chief Executive, Anne O'Connor, last week stated its deficit reached €580 million by the end of July. But hopefully in a few months' time, we'll be able to see if that cost recovery team was successful for Naas General Hospital.